Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7 FM as we get you set for the final week of the regular season in high school football. Now time to talk a little ACCHS. Head football coach Cody Techmeyer's joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction. Well, Coach, let's start here. Last week, played a very good team in Jackson Heights, and the Cobras able to win there 46-26. Just give us a couple thoughts and takeaways from that game last week.
I know we talked a lot last week about, you know, I mentioned a few times how the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is probably going to be the one that wins, and that's pretty well exactly what happened. I believe we had three turnovers. I know we had we've done a little pooch punt all year. You line up in our regular formation and then snap it to one of our backs, and he kicks it away. And it's really been a good play for us, you know, especially in the special teams department. And we had a little mishap and kicked it low, and it went right off our guys and gave Jackson Heights a short field. That one actually didn't bite us. We ended up making a stop there. But, you know, with those three turnovers and one of them was at the one-yard line, you know, it just kind of – that's what happens. And if you don't take care of the ball, it's pretty tough to win.
Well, let's talk about how the team's feeling going into this final week, and we'll talk about Silver Lake in just a moment. But, you know, it's hard to believe we're at this point in the season already. But 4-3, you go 4-2 in league play, you know, first year as the head coach, you know, expectation-wise going in, you know, how have you felt the team has performed to this point getting ready for this final game?
You know, really, I know we're 4-3, and a lot of people are probably not super excited about that, but you know, coming in, losing what we did last year with a whole new coaching staff, I'm fairly, you know, pleased with where we're at. I do feel like we won the games that we were supposed to win or had a chance to win, with the exception of Jackson Heights. Now, I think if we play them again, you know, we got a chance to beat them. We just unfortunately didn't take care of the ball all that well. You know, JCM, the teams that we have lost to are obviously really good teams. So it's one of those things that they're, you know, Rossville is a culture that's a little different, and they know how to win. And Jeff North has a lot of athletes, and they've taken a couple beatings in the past years, and they've got their ship righted. And so I would say overall, you know, for me, it's a successful season, seeing what we have done and really how much we have grown since that Rossville game.
And a lot still to play for here with the postseason and beyond, but. Talk about the run game. You know, going in, you knew kind of this team was going to be a little bit more run heavy. The performance of the offensive line, you go for almost 250 yards in that game last week against Jackson Heights, but you've also had three games this year that you've gone over 300 yards on the ground. You know, Vesser and Schletzbaum in the backfield, the offensive line. The performance of the rushing attack this season, how have you felt that's gone?
So I think I've mentioned it before. You know, we've got multiple guys that we can get the ball to. And since that Rossville game, I started even moving, so we got Schletzbaum and Vester that are starters, and the Botteroff kid was out at receiver for us, and I decided that, you know, he's too athletic to not get the ball to, and I felt like at receiver we weren't getting him the ball enough, so I started moving him to running back, and so now we kind of have a three-headed monster, and we've had several games where all three of those have had touchdown runs or, you know, 100-yard games. Two of them have 100-yard games. I mean, what a blessing when you can rotate three guys and any single one of them can take it to the house at any point. And that's a credit to our offensive. I mean, our running backs do a great job of finding a hole and going. That was kind of a problem for us early as we go side to side, try to make guys miss instead of just get downhill and run. And since that Rossville game, we've done a really good job of just putting our foot in the ground and going. We're patient when we need to be, let blocks develop, and then we find the gap and we go. But our offensive line has improved a lot this year. You know, we got a couple seniors up there, but we're still fairly young. Got some guys in some positions they're not used to. So they have really grown, and the blocking up front has gotten better, and the running backs, like I said, when you got three kids, you can stick out there and they can find a hole at any given moment. It's kind of a blessing. A
couple more minutes here with ACCHS football coach Cody Techmeyer, brought to you by L&L Construction, getting ready for the final week of the regular season on Friday at Silver Lake. Coach, this is a very good Silver Lake team. They've won six of their seven games. I'll start here. Is this the best team you've played to this point?
It's tough. I know they beat Rossville by 20. I do think Rossville's a little bigger than Silver Lake. Silver Lake might be a little more athletic. You know, I think Rossville's quarterback is a better running quarterback. I think Silver Lake's quarterback is a better throwing quarterback. So it's tough to tell. I mean, obviously it's Silver Lake. We all know they're good. They've been good for years. they're well coached. They've always been well coached, and it's going to be an uphill battle. But like I said, I think we've improved so much since that Rossville game, and we are also a different team now than we were a few weeks back.
Certainly, depending on the outcome, we'll have a determination on, you know, where things stand come playoff time in this district. We knew going in it was going to be a very tough district with Silver Lake and Rossville, you guys, Pea Ridge, and more Hillmounts Academy. But you can't really worry about that. You got to worry about the opponent, play the game. So let's talk a few keys and kind of expectations for this road trip to Silver Lake.
You know, we're going to have to come out and be, you know, kind of think that we can do it. You know, we've grown, like I said, we've grown a lot in the last few weeks. We're getting better. We're running the ball better. We've got to be able to be, you know, I'd like to see the passing game be available a little more than it has been. But, you know, even like I said, we ran for 250 against Jackson Heights, which is a pretty good defense. And, you know, we're very, very capable of moving that ball. So we've got to take care of the ball. We've got to be able to control line of scrimmage, use our physicality and our size up front, and, you know, kind of control the clock would be the big thing for me. You know, I think it was our Mar Hill game, our first drive, we took the ball, and I bet it was an 8-minute drive. And that's one of my favorite things is you move the ball down the field and you take so much time off that clock. You know, I preach to the boys, they can't score when they don't have the ball. So as long as we keep it in our hands, that makes a big difference. Control possession and not make those mistakes that we had last week.
ACCHS football coach Cody Techmeyer joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction. Tigers at 4-3, road trip to Silver Lake this Friday night to wrap up the regular season. Certainly district implications on the line with the playoffs to follow after that. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck at Silver Lake.
Thank you very much. Go Tigers.